I can't believe one of them. No, I've worked for a lot of, well, not a lot of people, quite a few people in the record business. And I suppose this man I'm about to say hello to, I work with, it was one of my bosses, Jeffrey Ellis. How are you, sir?
Bearing up, thank you.
You're looking well.
Thank you.
And of course you're here today because you, at the time of the Brian Epstein, really run his business for him.
Yes, yes.
You were the Mr., really, the man behind the scenes.
He called, yeah, that's right, he called me the chief administrative executive of NEMS Enterprises. And people have referred to me as the grey-faced man behind the Beatles. I had no publicity at all. But I was there. Yeah.
You were there? The rumour was that you said that they would be great, great, but it's going to be hard to get them a deal.
Yes.
But they did get the deal.
Yes, a modest one, bringing in a few million.
Yes. But we worked together with another great superstar, Elton John.
Yeah.
You were one of my bosses. That's when we were in South Audley Street.
Yeah, well.
You made me the head of Rocket Music and Rocket Records.
Really?
So you're here today, be emotional day for you today. It's taken you a long time to get this done, hasn't it?
Indeed, yes. But I'm glad that it's happened. And it used to work there.
Yeah.
In this building.
And you're going to do unveil the plaque or...?
Me and one or two others, I think, yes.
I can let you alone because you're about to unveil the shtick. I really love you, Bob.
No more kisses.
No more kisses, just got that.